BHPBB Weekly is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. For other great technology podcasts, check them out at techpodcasts.com. Hello, welcome to PHPBB Weekly, episode number 46, and Happy New Year. This is our very first episode for the year 2008. It's January 5th, 2008, and by the way, this is also our first anniversary. That's right. 1 year ago was when I did the first episode of PHPBB Weekly, January 5th, 2007. That was back when I did it on Fridays, the first few episodes I did it on Fridays. But just wanted to let you know, it is our first anniversary, and I'm kind of really excited. I actually probably would have doubted that back a year ago that I'd still be doing the show right now, so I'm still doing it. I am your co-host, Douglas Bell, also known as Webmax37, or Fountain of Apples on phpbb.com. My co-host, David Lewis, is once again not here today. As I mentioned last week, he is in the progress of moving to Spokane, Washington, and I actually spoke with him this week. The move is a bit behind schedule. They've had some difficulties getting out of their current house, so he's not here today because he's still in the process of moving. However, he has told me so far that he will be here next week, so it's just going to be me by myself today, but we'll hopefully be able to get away with it. As always, this show is not affiliated with the PHPBB teams at phpbb.com. This is a separately independent podcast, as those of you who have listened for so long have heard me say over and over again. If you're listening live to the show, we would like to be a part of the show today. We'd love to have you. You can come into the TalkShoe chat room, which is a free download at TalkShoe.com. Or you can call in. The number to do so is 724-444-7444. TalkShoe ID number is 12418. You do not have to be a TalkShoe member to call in, though if you do, it makes it look a little easier for me to tell if you want to be on the show or not. Also, if you don't want to be in TalkShoe, I'm also keeping an eye on the chat box on our sponsor's website, StarTrekGuide.com. And, of course, there's also an unofficial IRC channel on freeno.net /phpbb-weekly on there. And I'm keeping an eye on all those, so there's a lot of ways you can be a part of the show today, which will probably involve me talking for long bits like I have before. But today, I wanted to take a look, now that PHPBB 3.0.0 has been released. It's been almost a month now, so we've had some time to settle down after the initial excitement and the holidays are past, so we're back with the show full swing. And I wanted to take another look at, you know, PHPBB 3 or PHPBB 2, which one you should go with if you're a person who is starting out with a brand new board. Should you go with PHPBB 3? Should you go with PHPBB 2? If you have a PHPBB 2 board, should you upgrade it to PHPBB 3? And I did something like this a while back, about 7 months ago, on episode 18. However, I wanted to tackle this issue once again for a couple of reasons. One, we have many more listeners since then. A lot of on the show has changed since then. But also, a lot of the opinions and a lot of the situations have changed since then. And also now we're looking at it with 3.0.0 being stable as opposed to 7 months ago when PHPBB 3 had just started in the release candidate stage. And one of the big things that has changed in the should you go PHPBB 2, should you go PHPBB 3 realm is actually not something that the PHPBB teams themselves are responsible for. And we've discussed this a couple of times on the show. But, you know, it has to do with the fact that the PHP developers, not the PHPBB developers, but the PHP developers are killing off PHP 4. As you know, PHP BB2 is written for PHP 4. And although many people have said that it works with PHP 5, for whatever reason, the team still are not offering support for running PHP BB2 under PHP 5. And I've kind of puzzled about that for quite a while, but that's just what the case is. But the PHP teams are slowly killing off PHP 4. They just released 2 days ago PHP 4.4.8, which they stated it would be the last normal release of PHP 4.4. They're beginning to close off support for it, and until August 8th, 2008, they will still address security issues that arise when necessary. But after August 8th, 2008, they are officially closing the door on PHP 4, and they're not going to touch it ever again. And that brings a couple of things, issues that the PHP BB teams will have to look for with PHP BB2. As of this moment, they're still supporting PHP BB2 fully. Full support is still being offered, and if something, a need arises for a PHP BB 2.0.23 release to come out, they'll put that release out if there's a security issue or something like that. Obviously, they're starting to focus more on PHP BB 3. But with PHP 4 starting to go, after the August 8, 2008, that magic day when the PHP teams are going to stop doing PHP 4, after then, if a security issue or bugs come up in PHP 4, which has the potential to cause issues with PHP BB2 in the process, the PHP BB teams will not exactly be able to fix it because, you know, it could be a bug with PHP 4, not with PHP BB2. And so that puts them into sort of a situation between a rock and a hard place where they have said they were going to keep supporting PHP BB2 indefinitely. Obviously, sometime they'll stop doing that. But now with PHP 4 now having sort of a closing date, eventually PHP BB2 will probably stop being supported. Now, I've asked on previous episodes when we've had guests, we've had a whole lot of team members come on the show since last time I tackled this issue. And I've pretty frequently asked, will there be any plans to push PHP BB2 forward? Because for a while, I've sort of considered, you know, PHP BB2 to sort of be the light version of PHP BB, PHP BB3 to be the more full-featured version of PHP BB. And if you've seen PHP BB3, you know that there's more settings in there, much more settings in there than there were for PHP BB2. You get everything but the kitchen sink in PHP BB3. But quite frankly, the teams seem to be at the opinion now that with PHP BB3, they have a much more stable code base, a much more secure code base, a much more full-featured code base that really contains the features that the other bulletin board platforms out there have had for a while. Of course, and PHP BB3 has more than that than that they have as well. But in general, it seems to me that they're moving on from PHP BB2. If you've been looking in the development CVS subscriptions, they're still going at it. There's already a couple of things for 3.1.x, which will be the development for PHP BB 3.2 coming soon. And they've already also been doing a lot of work for 3.0.1. Just this morning, I've been seeing some of the many contributions that are in there. Even for PHP BB 3, it's sort of, right now they're still supporting PHP 4 with PHP BB 3, obviously the newer versions, which most web hosts have these days. And PHP BB 3.0.0, of course, supporting PHP 5. It is a known fact that PHP BB 3.2, which will be the next big release of PHP BB 3, will be PHP 5 only. It'll be like a minimum of like 5.1.x or something like that. And indeed, something that just a day or two the developers did in the development for PHP BB 3.2, was they went through and they essentially took out any of the old PHP 4 functions and they got rid of them to move it up to PHP 5. Essentially, any of the stuff that they put in there, and this involved a lot of UTF stuff, a lot of big files, a lot of things that PHP VB 3.0 has for backwards compatibility with PHP 4. They axed this in development, and they're putting in PHP 5 functions in there in that place. We had David MJ on about 14 episodes ago. It would be less than that. We had David MJ on the show recently, and he told about how a lot of things that PHP 5 does is it has a lot more built-in support for various things that they want to do. And PHP BB 3.0 is including support for PHP 4, but after that they're going to drop PHP 4 support for the next version of PHP BB 3, and in there they'll be able to do a whole lot more things that they just aren't able to do with PHP 4. Now, I'm not going to get into the very specific details of that. For one, I don't know the specific details, and for two, I don't know the technical I'm not going to try to go through the technical differences between PHP 4 and PHP 5. But if we do know that the next release of PHP BB 3 will be PHP 5 only. And of course, PHP 6 is coming down the road as well. PHP BB 3.0 already supports PHP 6, although it's not officially supported, so as we've seen before. So essentially, with the PHP teams, they're slowly ending PHP 4. Now that we're in 2008, the PHP teams have already said that 4.4.8 for PHP, that will be the last release of PHP 4, unless a security vulnerability or something like that comes up that makes it necessary to push out this is a basic security release. But August 8, 2008, PHP 4 is gone. It's all PHP 5, and of course, PHP 6 is coming down the road in the future, next year or two. So we do not yet have a clear word from the teams on whether PHP BB 2 will survive past then, or whether it'll be gone, and also what will happen to PHP 4 compatibility and PHP BB 3. One thing that has been noted, and something that if we look back into PHP BB 2's history, you will remember that until 2.0.13, PHP BB 2 supported PHP 3 for a long time, even after the PHP teams officially eliminated support for PHP 3, just like they're about to do with PHP 4 now. And so it's possible that PHP BB 2 could keep going being supported with PHP 4 for quite a while after this August 8, 2008 date. And of course, the teams will also be continuing to support 3.0 even after 3.2 is released. So we'll probably have to see what happens. It very much depends on what we have from PHP 3 versus PHP 4. And of course, as many web hosts start moving from PHP 4 over to PHP 5, we'll start to see that progress take place. In 2.0.13, the reason that they, at that point, cut off PHP 3 compatibility and made it into PHP 4.0.3 minimum for PHP BB 2, that was because they had to do that to fix a major security issue in PHP BB 2. And they had to do that with a function that was not PHP 3 compatible. And at that point, it was pretty much appropriate for them to do that because at this point, you know, pretty much everybody moved to PHP 4. That's one thing I kind of found interesting, how when PHP 4 came out, people moved from PHP 3 to PHP 4 rather quickly. PHP 5 came out 3.5 years ago, and we're still seeing a lot of people lingering on PHP 4, and it sort of makes you wonder why that's happening, and that's kind of why PHP teams decided, PHP folks decided to eliminate support for PHP 4 on August 8th, because they want to get people, you know, moving. Hosts are dragging, developers are still doing PHP 4 compatible things, and so there is going to be a general move to PHP 5. The question is, how long will PHP BB2 survive the move? Something that I have seen happen is that the teams are very, very proud of PHP BB3. And from the people that we've interviewed over the last few months on this show, it really seems like they really want to, you know, get people into PHP BB3. And because of this, I'm sort of changing my tune a bit as well. When I approach this issue of, you know, you're a new web host, do you choose PHP BB2 or PHP BB3? When I approached this 7 months ago, Release Candidate 1 just came out, and at that time, PHP BB3 started to be safe to use on a live environment. Obviously, back in development and even during the beta stages, if a new web host came and said, I want to start a new forum to put on a live website, should I use PHP BB2 or PHP BB3? We would have said, oh, no question, PHP BB2, because 3 is not stable. It's still in development. Then Release Candidate 1 came around, and on episode 18 of this show, 7 months ago, I said that it really depends how much control you want, because PHP BB3 was now an RC1. I know, to folks in the chat room, I'm just talking about what I said 7 months ago. I had said that at this point, RC1 was out, so it was okay to start trying out PHP BB3, although you acknowledge that it's a release candidate, there's still bugs. But PHP BB2 sort of gives you a more bare-bones environment. It doesn't have a whole lot of features, but it's smaller, it's simpler. In a lot of cases, a lot of the behaviors and the permissions are based on, you know, what the default things from the system are. You install PHP BB2, and away you go. Or PHP BB3, which has many, many more features built in. Many of the things that were available as PHP BB2 mods are built into PHP BB3, and the advantage of that is that when you have features built in, they're much, much more integrated together than you can get when you're modding. Because to be able to get these things integrated, you have to do a lot more customized things. With PHP BB3, those things are fully integrated. Those extra features are fully integrated. But you have to admit, although you can definitely start to learn how it works, PHP BB3's admin panel and management is much, much more complicated than PHP BB2's. And as David Lewis has said on the show a number of times, that's because when they designed PHP BB3, they took the approach that nothing that we put here should dictate how a board works. Everything should be able to be customizable in every way by the administrator. Now, granted, since the development days, PHP BB3's admin panel has gotten a bit easier. It's gotten a bit less crowded, so to speak. And there are things like, you know, for the permissions panel, for example, there's a whole lot of things you can do in permissions. There's permissions you can set for just about anything on the board. That's why there's built-in roles, which for the more basic boards, the ones that don't need to have everything fine-tuned, these built-in roles will be enough if you want to go in and make fine-tune things. So they offer some built-in defaults, but everything is possible to be changed. But that's why PHP BB3 is more complex. And so I took the starting point of, and I even wrote an article for this, which I didn't post anywhere, and I'm sure I can find it somewhere, but I took the starting point of you can have simple and less features, and you can mod if you want by taking PHP BB2, or you can have a very full-featured environment, but a bit more complex environment. However, a couple of new things have come into play since I did that episode 7 months ago. For one thing, PHP BB3 is now final. And so, obviously, you have it when the teams have a new version out, PHP BB3 is out there versus PHP BB2. And you can see this on their website when they refer to PHP BB3 as the stable release and PHP BB2 as the quote-unquote legacy release. And everything on the site now gives PHP BB3 top billing over PHP BB2. And quite frankly, another thing that I have noticed, and personally as someone who using Olympus in both the development stages, I've used it during when it was CVS only, I used it in the betas, I've used it in RC, and moving it to 3.0.0, not only have they tweaked some things to make it a bit more accessible to people like me, but now that 3.0.0 is final, we have documentation. The documentation now is so much more complete. There's flash tutorials on the support section of phpbb.com, which I highly, highly, highly recommend you take a look at, because it really, for at least for me, it helps make things so much easier. Quite frankly, for someone who would say that PHP BB3 is quite intimidating, well, every system is intimidating at first. And while PHP BB3 has more stuff here than PHP BB2, if you know how to tackle it, if you know how to be able to do the basic things you need to do, then you'll get into it much easier. And quite frankly, I have to admit, going back personally, about 4 years ago when I started working with PHP BB2, even that was kind of complicated for me just looking at it for the first time. And it was only after, you know, going through the documentation and starting to understand how to do basic things and really being able to mess with it for a long period of time that PHP BB2 got to be more and more familiar and it became second nature to me. Now, on the show, I've complained about, you know, the complicatedness of PHP BB3, but part of that is because PHP BB3 has much more stuff in the admin panel, so there's more places you have to go around. So it'll take you longer to get used to it. But now that we have the luxury of being able to see documentation, of being able to see these flash tutorials, of being able to have quick start guides, and all this stuff you can read to sort of, you know, give you a roadmap or a GPS system, so to speak, going through PHP BB3's admin panel, it's a bit more accessible, and I'm actually starting to understand it. You know, back in the development stages, I'm trying out a development board, not for a live environment, just out of a testing type area, trying to set permissions through there, and all of a sudden I have issues, you know, I can't see the form on the homepage. I'm stuck. I really don't have very much help I can use to be able to figure this out. Essentially, during the development stages, and this is why they tell you, even though, even back when PHP BB3 was in development, and there were no betas, there were no release candidates, and there would be people who would want to try in any way using PHP BB3 on a live environment, you can do that, but you know what? You're going to be on your own. You aren't going to have any real instructions to tell you how to make it work. And unless you can really figure out what you're doing, you're going to be stuck without help. There was no support during the development stage. And that's where I was. I would be stuck trying to figure out how to get a form to show up on the homepage, trying to figure out how the heck you assign permissions to people. All this stuff is very different in PHP BB3 versus PHP BB2. And in a way, you know, when you're so used to a system in PHP BB2 and you move to a completely new way of thinking for PHP BB3, it sort of handicaps you. Remember on episode 21, when I first interviewed David Lewis, this was before he was on the show, I brought him on. He was a guy I met on Star Trek Guide. I interviewed him. And he talked about how he pretty much got started with PHP BB3 in the development stage. He never really used PHP BB2. And so if you try to put PHP BB2 in front of him, he sort of is about as lost in PHP BB2 as I was back on the day with PHP BB3. And it's simply because when it comes to forms, when it comes to permissions, when it comes to a number of these things, PHP BB3 has a completely different way of looking at it than PHP BB2. So for me, moving from 2 to 3, expecting it to be like PHP BB2 sort of handicaps me. And you really have to sort of throw out your prior knowledge of PHP BB2's way of doing things when you're moving into PHP BB3. Now, I don't know how I got off on that thing. I had to remember what I started with. The point, I guess, I'm trying to make once I find where I'm going is that now that we have 3.0.0 out and there's documentation and a number of things have been tweaked in the admin panel of PHP BB3, taking a look at PHP BB3 anew, I found it to be a bit more accessible. I can start to find my way around. Now, I'm not going to say I'm an advanced user of PHP BB3. I still do not understand the module system as much as, say, David does. And I'm going to get David on a future episode of this show to really explain the module system, because I don't think we ever got to that. So, and particularly the system tab, you know, you can customize all this stuff. So I'll probably ask him to do that a bit. But if you were to put a PHP BB3 admin panel in front of me and ask me to create custom forums and assign permissions to it, I probably could do it now. And that's because, you know, I've tried to mess with it over and over. I've gotten people to help explain it to me from many different sources. We had some episodes back a few months ago where David did an episode. He explained the permission system, and I messed with it back in like March or April, and I tried to explain it then, and I didn't do a very good job. There's flash tutorials on phpbb.com. There's documentation that explains how to do it. And so through being able to go through all of that and immerse myself in it, I'm actually finding myself a bit more familiar with PHP BB3. And so the whole point of that is that the teams really – I really get the impression from the teams that they're starting to be get into the – we want to start phasing out PHP BB2, similar to how PHP is trying to phase out PHP 4. The PHP BB teams are starting to get to the point where they want to phase out PHP BB2, focus on PHP BB3. And the development team has already gotten to work. There's already a number of changes in CVS for the upcoming 3.0.1, which, by the way, this morning, in case you're curious, Mike Acidburn posted some backported code. They had made some code for 3.2, which would speed up the viewing of the view forum page. They've backported it, so it'll be coming in 3.0.1. And so they're getting that going. And of course, 3.2, the development is already underway, David tells me. And we're going to be seeing a lot more of that coming very soon. I want to break for a minute. Randulo in the chat room has a question about styles. And so how about you go ahead and type that while we do this. By the way, another thing that we've been able to take a look at concerns on phpbb.com, there is a PHP BB2 to PHP BB3 feature comparison. And it's no question that PHP BB3 has many more features than PHP BB2. Now, some people may not care about some of the things like, you know, UTF-8 support or search engine spider handling. How many people are going to care about that? But that's really another reason to go with PHP BB3, because there are many more questions there. Randula asks, it looks like you can use one template with different CSS. There are selectors. Anyone know how to use ProSilver with several icon sets? If I recall correctly, and I might need to load up my PHP BB3 test form, is that you can actually, most styles, a style essentially consists of a template, which is the HTML, sort of the layout, a theme, which is CSS, and an icon set. And you can actually mix and match. If you go to the PHPBB3 styles pane, let's see, go to, yeah, and you see, let's see a list of styles. If you hit the details option, that'll take you to the edit style page. And here you can actually select a mix of template, theme, and image set, depending on which ones are already installed on your board. So, for example, if you wanted to use Pro Silver, I'll hit the details pane for Pro Silver, but then you wanted to use the Sub Silver 2 image set, I can actually go here and set the Sub Silver 2 image set along with the Pro Silver template and theme. Hit submit. The style is edited, and if I go onto the board, I'll see that I've therefore kind of morphed the style, so to speak. I don't know if that sort of helps your question. You want to use one template with code and HTML and different buttons or colors. Yeah. So yeah, you can. The idea is that you'll want to be able to have all these styles that contain the elements you want to use installed on your board so you can get to them. But suppose I have the Pro Silver and the Sub Silver 2 style installed on PHPBB3. They're both built in. I can actually go and edit Pro Silver style and say, all right, I want to use the Pro Silver template, but perhaps I want to use the Sub Silver 2 theme, or I want to use the Pro Silver template and theme, but I want to use Sub Silver 2 icons, or I have it install a completely different theme, I want to use those icons. You can sort of do a morphed up style. Now, I can't make any predictions for how pretty it will look. You'll have to do that yourself. I'm not a super styles wizard, but that's how I understand it. It's a lot different from PHPBB2, where PHPBB2 you have one template that contains everything. PHPBB3 divides styles into templates, themes, and icon sets. And yes, if your icons don't match together, they are going to look weird. Although that's why you can actually create individual icon sets yourself and add them there. And I know you can actually include them there yourself. So it is possible to create, image sets, not icon sets, image sets. Thank you. I'm not perfect. But yeah, so, and you can see more about that in the documentation. I'm not a super styles expert for PHPBB3. I haven't messed with styles yet in PHPBB3. If David were here, he could probably answer the question a lot better than I can. So if you want, I can have him ask you, and you can get some info about that. Or perhaps you can go to the excellent style authors at StarTrekGuide.com. They might be able to help you out there too. So, in general, let's come back to the question I started the show with, which is, if you want to start out a new board, should you go with PHPBB2 or PHPBB3? I'm more tempted now, today, to tell you PHPBB3 than I was 7 months ago when I tackled this issue last. And that is because the phrase where the waters are going, the masses are moving over to PHPBB3, and the PHPBB2, the light at the end of the tunnel, is getting closer. Now, if you really want to use PHPBB2, please go ahead, and it's going to continue to be supported for a long time for a number of reasons. There are actually a number of websites that have very active PHPBB2 communities, and they've modded these things extensively to the point where they would lose a lot of stuff if they were to convert to PHPBB3. Now, the conversion process from PHPBB2 to PHPBB3 is non-destructive, so you can actually go back to your old PHPBB2 board if you need to. But because of these sites that have so many mods, they really can't do that without losing a lot of stuff in the process. The conversion from PHPBB2 to PHPBB3, the only mods that it supports are Acid Burn's attachment mod and Terra Frost's birthdays mod. And that's because both of those mods are pretty much built in to PHP BB3. So you can convert those and not lose data from there. The rest of the mods, you're going to have to figure out how to move over to. Now, I know a lot of people on the board, in the chat room, are telling me that I should get over the fact that PHP BB2 is history. It's not history yet, similar to how PHP 4 is not history yet, and that's because PHP BB2 is still going to be supported, and you still have the option to use PHP BB2, as opposed to PHP BB1, which is history. You can actually find it on SourceForge, but if you download it, you are on your own. And that, quite frankly, is so old, hardly anyone uses that anymore. PHP BB2 is still active for now. The teams have not said anything about it going away as of yet, but the writing is on the wall. Eventually, people will be moving over to PHP BB3. They are still supporting PHP BB2. They'll still do more releases of PHP BB2 if they have to. But we're starting to move to PHP BB3. And so what I would recommend these days to people is, unless you really, really want to be able to have a PHP BB2 board, which is simpler and lets you kind of install mods, you know, all that fun stuff. You know, yeah, yes, PHP BB2 is going, and as you can see, I'm starting to really push for more PHP BB3. We've been doing much more PHP BB3 things here on PHP BB Weekly, and probably soon we are going to stop doing any PHP BB2 stuff at all. So I'm still sort of on the teeter-totter, but I'm moving towards the PHP BB3 side, and I'm telling people, you know, if it seems complicated, I know where you're coming from, but read the documentation and you will get used to PHP BB3. Quite frankly, most people probably have had to read documentation to get used to PHP BB2. Read it, you'll get used to PHP BB3. And quite frankly, in terms of functionality, in terms of features, you'll find that there is a lot more there. If you get used to the new systems of how you have sub-forums, instead of a category forum setup, you have subforums. You have a couple of additional things to set up. If you get used to the new permission systems, how to work that out, read some of the tutorials on there. Look at the Flash tutorials. Obviously, I'm getting David to really, on this podcast, now that PHP BB3 is out, we definitely are going to be doing extensive coverage of, you know, what to get to see in PHP BB3, but I'm going to try to be here so that when we talk about, you know, the new features in PHP BB3, I sort of give the, you know, this is what it's like if you're looking at it from a PHP BB2 experience standpoint. It really is, at this point, a transition to a new system. And quite frankly, I think a lot of the PHP BB users are getting used to it. Randulo's in the chat room, and before the show started, I was sort of talking, and he was typing, and he said that on his board, they moved over to PHP BB3, and they converted it. The process was very simple. I'll talk a little bit about that in a minute. The process was very simple, very straightforward, very easy to move over to PHP BB3, although a number of the users on his board are complaining because of the things that have changed, and rightly so. And this even happened on phpbb.com. You remember back in March of 2007 when the new website unexpectedly came out early and the new theme was here. And we had it was running PHP BB3, which at that point was in beta, and it was running it. And there were people that were complaining, you know, because things had changed. These were probably people who had not been gotten used to Area 51 for a while. And, of course, there were a lot of complaints, you know, over the Pro Silver style. And they were like, oh, everything's on the right side. And there was this whole argument. Of all these people that are used to the user info on the left side and the people who, like me, who likes having the user info on the right side for Pro Silver, although personally, I don't care. If user info is here, the content is here, I'll read the content. Wow. But There were a lot of complaints going on the site, but eventually calmed down. Everyone is, you know, I heard someone talk recently. This isn't directly pertaining to PHPBB, but it's interesting because he said about 90% of what we do on a day-to-day basis is routine, and only. And so we're used to things being normal. We're used to things being routine. And when things change, we kind of need to adapt. We do adapt with some resistance. And so even here in the chat room, people are complaining about the user info on the right versus the left. But I do encourage you to eventually make the transition over from PHPBB2 to PHPBB3, eventually. Or you can just keep going PHPBB2 forever if you really like doing it. And that's why PHPBB2 is still on there to download, but you're going to see more and more momentum towards PHPBB3, and eventually PHPBB2 is going to go behind. PHPBB3 is deemed as the team to be much more secure in terms of the code base, for people that care about the code base, the mod authors, the style authors. There's a lot more to like in PHPBB3 once they get used to it. And obviously, if you're an administrator, you probably don't care about the code base. But even then, there is more to like with PHPBB3. So I'm not going to go on and on with that for much longer. I do want to talk briefly, as Randulo has attested to today, the conversion process is very simple. You install a separate installation of PHPBB3 next to, you don't delete your PHPBB2 installation, and then the converter is completely automated. You tell it the path to the original forum. You give it your MySQL or whatever database you're using information, and it just converts it one step at a time. You have to hit a lot of buttons, but it does it by itself. And so it's non-destructive, luckily. If you find that when you convert your PHPBB2 board to PHPBB3, your PHPBB2 board is still there. You can go back to it. But I do just simply encourage you to go to PHPBB3. And Randulo in the chat room, I'm going to keep referring to him because he just made the switch over from PHPBB2 to PHPBB3. Overall, are you satisfied with Randulo? Overall, are you satisfied with the switch to PHPBB3 over PHPBB2? All right, he says he loves it. And do you think your users will get used to it in time? They love it too, because you've been saying that they have the people that are complaining, because yeah. quite frankly, it's a lot about eventually very similar to when do you update an operating system? Vistas have been out for a year, and a lot of people still haven't updated. People had 5 years to update to XP. Most people have. And the Mac side, Leopard is out. So a lot of people are updating there. A lot of people aren't. And everyone has reasons for why they stay where they are or move where they're going. So that's sort of my current stance on PHPBB2 versus PHPBB3. And actually, I wanted to just drop a link. I found a link to this today. Marshall Rusty linked to this in a Read Me First type post. This is actually a topic that is on phpbb.com, which I dropped in the chat room. I'll put on the show notes on phpbb.net, which sort of is a discussion on PHPBB2 or PHPBB3, which should I install. I am now taking the opinion you should go with PHPBB3. It's stable, and there's a lot more to love. I want to move on because I've been saying the same thing over and over now for about 5 minutes, so I'm going to move on now to the mod of the week. Again, if anyone in the chat room has any other comments to make, please feel free to let me know. Randulo is babbling as much as I am. So, the mod of the week is Ban Users by X Warnings, and it is written by Paul. Some people in the post have said, you know, why is this not built into PHP BB3? And I can make a comment on that, but first let me explain what the mod is. The idea is you can actually set a number of warnings with this mod, where once a user has this many warnings, they will be banned for a number of minutes. So say I am a very bad, naughty user, and you have this mod, and you have therefore set in the admin control panel that when a user gets four mods, he'll be banned for 3 hours, a temporary ban. And so I get four warnings, and therefore I am therefore automatically banned at that point for 3 hours. And you can, of course, all of this stuff is customizable. You can set how many warnings does it take for this person to be temp banned, how long will they be temporarily banned for, and it does it automatically once they get this many warnings. Now, why is this not built into PHP BB3? There's a good reason for that, and on phpbb.com, I've been on the teams, and they've had sort of a warning ban system that took place even before PHP BB3 was out in the wild during PHP BB2. And I won't go into detail about it, but the thing is, on phpbb.com, while you can be warned by any team member, only administrators on phpbb.com have the ability to ban you. And that is because if something is taking place that warrants you to even be temporarily banned, it should be up to the administrators to review whether or not you are going to be banned or not. And that's how phpbb.com works. And that's why in PHP BB3, you actually have to be an administrator by default to be able to go and ban someone. They can go and look and see how many warnings people have. Moderators could recommend that, hey, maybe this guy should be temp banned, but it has to, by default, banning has to be done separately. But if you want to have a system where if someone gets so many warnings, they will be automatically banned, which therefore puts it up to, you know, your moderators. You just need to trust your moderators enough so that they won't go and warn people arbitrarily and, you know, have them be temporarily banned. But this mod is available for sites that need to have it an automatic setup, system setup like this. So it's up to you. But this is the mod of the week. Ban Users by X Warnings. It's written by Paul. I don't think I remembered to post the link in the chat room. So I will do that. It'll also be in the show notes on phpbb3.net. And finally, the style. This is a style that was submitted to us by one of our listeners on our forum. And it is called Pro Glass. And it is written by StatM1 and Synaptic Anarchy. And the link once again. And this is definitely a Pro Silver based style, but rather than use the default colors, they actually use sort of a graphite like image. If you've used Mac OS X and you've seen the background, and there's two default backgrounds, at least up until Leopard, there's two default backgrounds. There's sort of the aqua look and the graphite look. This sort of borrows the background of the graphite look and uses that for the background of the page. It uses it for the background on the header and, of course, for the tables. For the originally blue tables, it uses that. It is a fixed width style, so it is not a flexible width style. Other than that, it's pretty much the same as Pro Silver, albeit with a graphite type colors instead of the sort of the blue and red colors that you are used to. But that's the style of the week. It was recommended by one of our listeners. Pro Glass by StatM1 and Synaptic Anarchy. Right, that pretty much does it for this episode of PHPBB Weekly. Again, this was mostly me talking about the PHP 4 going away issue, the PHPBB 2 versus PHPBB 3. And I didn't exactly do very many much discussion on a tutorial today. Obviously, if you want to find out how to install PHPBB 3 or convert PHPBB 2 to PHPBB 3, there's lots of resources for that. I've talked about it before, and actually something I'm working on in my own time, and I don't know how long this will take, but I've been working on producing some screencasts that actually are tutorials on how to install PHPBB3 and convert a PHPBB2 board to PHPBB3. I hope to be able to get those up like on YouTube or something like that soon and be able to show them off to you. But this show is still, I think it's important to be able to discuss the fact that, you know, PHPBB2 has a dated future, and eventually you should start moving over to PHPBB3. This is the way that the tide is going. This is the way that the general PHPBB population is going. It's being a big push to PHPBB3. Of course, please be able to check out phpbbweekly.net. That is our official website for this show, where you can find show notes for this show and all the other episodes. You can also find out information about our upcoming episodes on there as well. Please check out our PHPBB Weekly forum at StarTrekGuide.com, which is the place where you can go to see a lot more interaction, a lot more user contributions to the show. I go on there all the time and ask for suggestions, for questions, for comments, for things from the users. If you have any questions you want to ask yourself pertaining to the show, you can go there, the PHPBB forum at StarTrekGuide.com. Next week's episode is PHPBB number 47, which will be January 12th at the same time, noon Eastern. David will be back, but I will be gone. So, you know, we're trying to figure out when David and I will be back on at the same time. I'm going to be gone at a meeting, at a conference. I'll be out of town, so I will not be able to be here. But David will be here, and he's got a very special episode coming up. He is going to actually be revealing, for the first time, what is coming up in PHPBB 3.2. PHPBB 3.2, we talked a little bit about the fact that it's coming up. Again, all I was able to talk about today, because this is all I know, is that it's going to be a PHP 5 only. But David, and he's actually in the chat room now. Hello, David. He's going to be revealing for the first time. He promises that he'll have permission to be able to share the things that are coming up in PHPBB 3.2. According to him, the development team has already been working very hard in a super secret, impossible to get because there's an FBI agent standing at the door location on new features coming in 3.2. He says there's a lot of exciting things coming up, so he's been teasing me like crazy. He will be here next week, and he will be going through the things you can expect to see from the next major release of PHPBB 3.2. So that will be next week on episode number 47. Be sure to be here, and I'll just have to listen to him on the tape delay. And, of course, PHPBB Weekly is a member of the Tech Podcast Network. For other great technology podcasts, check out techpodcasts.com. Thanks for listening to this episode of PHPBB Weekly. It's our first anniversary, 1 year of PHPBB Weekly episodes, and I'm looking forward to another great year coming up. Very excited. Thank you. Thanks for listening. We'll have a great week, everybody. Happy New Year. We'll see you all next week. Bye.